That was Action SA spokesperson Lerato Ngobeni. So for some analysis, we're joined by Professor Barry Hanyane, associate professor at the School of Government Governance at Northwest University. Professor, good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Sakina, good afternoon. Good afternoon to your listeners.
What's your take on this matter?
Well, I think Lerato Ngobeni said it nicely. We don't have to complicate it. In this instance, I think the IEC may have well been overwhelmed. I don't want to play into conspiracy theories that perhaps the IEC is targeting Action SA per se, and especially in Gauteng, I think Lerato puts it nicely that this discrepancy applies to Gauteng. And if you look at the unofficial poll that was posted yesterday by Herman Mashaba on Twitter, Action SA may be the darling of voters in Gauteng. So could there be a conspiracy behind this? I think it's safe to say that perhaps the IEC is under pressure and may very well have been, seeing that the court judgment around party listings may have taken a bit of focus from procedural matters.
Surely the IEC will argue that this is on a technicality, that the box indicating that you are going to use an abbreviated form of your name was not ticked, and therefore they are well within their rights to not use the abbreviation, because you should have indicated as a party. Surely that's the argument the IEC will make.
But again, why the inconsistency that we hear of between KZN, for instance, and Gauteng? That's uncalled for. Worst case is the case of sloppiness, I suspect, from the side of the IEC. If there was this confusion, why not call the party in question and verify whether the facts submitted before the IEC are correct or not, and ask such a response in writing so that everything can be traced back to the principals and make sure that in the end, whatever ballot paper is issued is correct. Secondly, why issue a draft and not wait for feedback so that in the end, all affected parties are able to give you a thumbs up? Then you can go for print. It's procedurally surely devoid of some sense of unprofessionalism, and for an IEC that has been lauded for having done a sterling job since 1994, by and large, this is unfortunate and regrettable.
Just a question here from Teresa. She says, hi, Sakina. Please could you explain what the absence of the name of Action SA means for people who want to vote them into power? Who's actually behind all of this to keep them away from the polls? How do the IEC prove to us, the citizens, that they are independent and that the election will be free and fair? How can it not be as easy as to add a party's name as it was to open registration for the ANC when they failed to do what was required of them within the designated time? This action smells sinister. So this is from Teresa, as I read it. But then, explaining what the absence of the name of Action SA and the 15 other parties whose names will be omitted, what does this mean for them?
Well, look, you're talking about diverse range of voters who would want to be convinced that they're doing the right thing. You don't want the problem that we had in 2016, where people voted for IAC instead of ANC, seeing that the logos were more or less the same. These are some of the nuances that should have been questioned in this instance as well. Phone the party in question. Are you convinced? Are you taking a final position that you don't want your name to appear on the ballot box as is? Send the draft. Get feedback. That's standard procedure. Why wasn't that done? And sadly now, the IEC would then have to subject itself, or be subjected rather, to the court of public opinion, where a whole range of allegations, as I said earlier in my opening statement, playing on the side of conspiracy theories, that indeed the IEC might not necessarily be impartial as intended, as one of your democratic institutions established to promote and protect our democracy.
So just a final question, and I'm reminded of the very first democratic elections in 1994 with the IFP, who came in at the very last moment. Is there any provision, or will it make any sort of difference if the IEC, even if they took a sticker and put the names of those parties in those spaces, does that make any sort of difference?
It does. But again, they might plead that it's unprofessional, it doesn't augur well in terms of presentation of the ballot paper itself. They might be in a position to argue against it. But at the same time, as you rightly point out, we've had similar experience before where something needed to be salvaged and the IFP came on board. So again, the ball is on the IEC's court. Whether there was a mistake on the part of Action SA or not, at stake here is the credibility of the IEC, and that must be protected by all means necessary.
Professor Barry Hanyane, thanks so much for your time. Associate Professor at the School of Governance at the Northwest University.